Full climate control. I mean, you don't expect me to go all winter long without hearing the sound of...
Here the boat show's coming to Annapolis. But before they do the powerboat show, they do the sailboat show. I usually wait till the day before the show. About 3 o'clock in the morning. All the sailboaters are exhausted from setting up their little displays. I cruise into Annapolis Harbor. Engines on idle. And I go by the sailboats going... Hanging lungers in the mast. Across the painfully polished decks. This to vent my frustration of those who block the water waves and refuse to wave as we go roaring by at full throttle, huh? Yang yang. But I always go to the sailboat show. I always go because, no, I don't want to see the boats. I want to see the maggots. The maggots up close. Sitting there in their little striped Russian sailor shirts. And stinking hats. I mean, the difference between a powerboat show and a sailboat show is unbelievable. Powerboat show, half those boats you can walk on with your wingtips on if you want to. You know, the powerboaters are sitting around, yeah, come on board, sure. Yeah, take a look around, try everything. The difference, and then the sailboat show is totally different. I mean, they're sitting there like mother hens over their stinking sailboats. Every now and then at the powerboat show, you'll see someone with a sign on his boat that says, boat shoes only. The sailboats, yeah. You see signs that say stocking feet only. Can you imagine that? You show up wearing boat shoes, you even got to take them off and walk around in your socks. I mean, how can you enjoy a boat like that? You're so worried about everything. So usually I'll walk around a sailboat show until I find one of those maggots that has a sign on it that says stocking feet only. I'll find one of those guys and then I'll quickly run to the refreshment stand and buy an ice cream with a triple scoop on it and walk along real slow so it has a chance to start melting in the sun. Then I'll buy the biggest, fattest cigar I can find, light it up, shove it in the corner of my mouth. Then I'll get me a bottle of syrup of Ipecac from the drugstore. Then I'll walk around the ground until I see somebody with a big dog and I'll wait till that dog takes a massive gash of it. And I'll step in it. I take a bottle of vodka and I pour it all over my clothing so I reek. A little bourbon, pour it on there, and a little gin. Then I go walking back up to that boat with a sign that says stocking feet only. Make him believe I'm drunk. I go reeling across the deck, smearing dog dew all over the teak wood. Two of the scoops of ice cream, spoop, spoop. The sailboat maggots jump up. My God, man, look what you're doing. There's a dog dew on your feet and ice cream all over them. Get that cigar. The cigar drops out of my mouth and burns a big hole in the teak wood. And just when they're ready to kill me, that's when I stick a quick hit off that syrup of Ipecac bottle and just start eating my gut.
Oh, no! How's this for Saturday morning cartoons? It's the best of Grease on DC 101.